Today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Bible has been given to us for our learning. The epistle said so, so does our colleague for today. These several thousand verses, these 66 books, comprise 39 Old Testament books, 27 New, and over 780,000 words in any of our English translations. To this, the Catholic churches among us add 14 books written between the two Testaments, important to fill in the story and to illustrate the further truths of Scripture. But why do we trust this book so fully? Why do men call it God's Word? Is it indeed? If there is a God that made everything and gave us life, then by the patterns of existence which we observe, we must conclude that we are created with a reason. Our lives have meaning. We are made for a purpose. Many will fight it, deny it, ignore it, kill it in themselves, and try to kill it in us. But we are determined to believe for the very reason that we know there is right and wrong. But where does that come from, right and wrong? We know there's someone up there, and certain lucky people on earth have read a book called the Holy Bible. People whose spiritual senses echo and gain form and substance by reading it. To be able to read a Bible is the only reason some people ever learn to read at all. But is it true? If you disprove the Bible in any essential part, you might congratulate yourself for conquering the world's greatest religion. Good for you. But has anyone actually really done it? It is impossible to prove, as in a laboratory, the existence of an invisible, mostly silent God, the world's creator. But the evidence for him is so abundant. And the evidence of his fingerprints, his authentic voice, his authority and authorship of the core messages found in the Bible are overwhelming, if you will look. If you don't look, you don't criticize it. You shouldn't critique it. But is every word in Scripture spoken by God verbatim? That's a no. The process that appears to have generated these 66 books has been one of cooperation, co-authorship. Some passages are sheer history, human observations, wars, diseases, lineages of kings, sins and saints, and splintered covenants. But overall, God has orchestrated the story. Some of the history has to be written by him, as in the beginning, he created heaven and earth. Who else was there to witness that? The original languages were Hebrew and Greek, and none of us speak those ancient tongues today. So our translations in English must alter meanings of necessity, and much is lost in translation. Just how many English versions do we have which all claim to be the Word of God, yet say it all so differently? Certainly they can't all be. Here we need to be smarter than the critics, though. Not every word, and surely not the English words, were commanded to be written as Scripture. The Bible itself says that the Holy Spirit directed and inspired all of these writings. But they were not divine dictation, as the Muslims claim for the Quran. Cooperation, human thought, and human language describe our encounters with a divine being. They're incarnational. So the whole of it can be called the Word of God because he directed its writing and he kept it from error. He had a stake in that, but it was a process. There have been many writings about God. Most of them are not in the Bible. Writings were selected by the church to keep, others to set aside. Part of divine authorship was in helping us to recognize those documents where the faith was upheld and consistently shown. Then 39 books were kept, copied, safely stored, and miraculously managed to survive until the 27 New Covenant books were added and the canon of scriptures were sealed. Many eyes and many minds and good spirits pored over the work and confirmed it by the Spirit of God again and again. 1,500 years it took to write and collect and save this record. God's word is in it and is under it. His reason for our existence is given throughout. So then why do some people insist that every word is God's oration, even if the process was half human in its generating? It's a good question. Even St. Paul says some rules for the church are not God's commands, but his own. Some things that people in Scripture say are clearly false. Two of the Psalms have a verse saying, "There is no God." Cut and paste that somewhere else, and the Bible suddenly is disproven. But read the whole Psalm, and you find it's the fool that says in his heart, "There is no God." Falsehoods have a context. Solomon is not called a sex addict, but that he had 1,000 wives and concubines. We get it. God did not approve of this. So the word of God is the essence, the overarching meaning of all the words, given as close to original languages as possible, rendered in a known and current language for us. And we hear and we understand it mostly. Beside God's general inspiration, there are many direct quotes from God's own mouth carefully recorded. 413 times a passage begins, "Thus saith the Lord," quote. You may pay attention when it says so. That's God speaking. 80 other times a verse begins, "It is written," given much the same sense. Every time Jesus speaks, it is the words of God speaking the word of God. Over 500 times, Moses wrote for God, "This is my word." And 1,000 times more in the prophets. And all the prophets are giving us direct communication from the Almighty God. Every true vision is cast by the Spirit of God. And as God gave his many commandments and declared his truth to the Hebrews 1,300 times, he ended the verse in this way. In our King James, it's rendered, "I am the Lord." Let me explain and unpack that. Lord here is all the capital letters, Lord. Well, that means in the King James text, the Hebrew word Adonai. Adonai is substituted in Hebrew for the sacred name of God, YHWH, the Tetragrammaton, Yahweh, we pronounce it, which means I am. So the last word on a commandment was, "I am the I am." It's God's full official name given to Moses at the bush. He signs his name 1,300 times to the scriptures. But we just read it, "I am the Lord." St. Paul did not have the benefit of New Testament scriptures to use in his teachings. So he wrote some of it himself. When he referenced scripture, it was the Jewish Bible. As in Timothy, he said, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Jesus often applied the Jewish scripture as proof of what he taught and did, showing that those writings are authoritative even to God on earth. So do you read it? Is the Holy Bible your window into the mind of God and a welcome letter into his kingdom that plots the map from where you are to where he is. Our prayer book is mostly scripture, organized to use for worship. This book has life. God's signature is found everywhere in it, and he is present in the ugly chapters just as he is in those we enjoy. He never goes away. His love letter to you and to me is familiarize us to his voice, so that somebody with a Bible can't lie to us, misusing his words. We have a real sense of religious falsehood when we've acquainted ourselves with his true communication found in the holy books. And you may say, well, I've tried to read it, but I get bogged down in all those begats. Somebody with a strange name begats somebody else, and that one had three sons. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails. Of course not. You need help in using this potent source of truth. It's also being used as a source of clever lies. All heresy comes from the Bible being misused. Distrusting the keepers of the book, the church, its trained and faithful ministers, and learned teachers of the Bible's treasury. You have well-trained Bible teachers here at Christ Church. They can lead you through scriptures to be better acquainted and not fall for the cultist who comes to your door. The voice of God is found mainly in his inscribed library of 66 canonical books. Everybody has trouble with some passages or other, but we can read and understand most of it, even in the King James. Billy Graham admitted, "I don't understand every passage in Scripture, but it's the parts I do understand that give me trouble. That's enough for me to work on." You need to work on that. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.